Nicky, first of all, two wins on the spin now. Confidence must be high in the camp.
Yeah, we were pleased to get the wins, obviously. In terms of results, a little bit of a blip. Lost a couple of away games. I think we've drawn four in a row. And looking like maybe another defeat or a draw at Northampton. A game which we're totally in control of and dominated. You probably go not find a more dominant performance, particularly away from home, as the one that we had against Northampton. So I think that win probably maybe lifted a little bit of the tension. And then, of course, last week we managed to build on that with a victory against Chesterfield. So we knew we needed wins, and we've managed to get back-to-back wins there. And we're looking to hopefully stretch that now. We want to continue that and maybe stop the draws and turn them into victories.
In Shrewsbury, you've done the business over them earlier in the season at home, but I guess away from home, albeit their lowly league position, it'll be a different kettle of fish.
Yeah, all away games are tough at this level. You look at Chesterfield the other week beating Bolton at home, and so there's never an easy away game at this level. And of course, they've had the change of manager. I think they play a different way now to as maybe we faced earlier in the season. I don't think he maybe has as many wins as he would like, but they've been close in games. I think they've been to Bolton and tough games and been in the game for the whole game. So, yeah, we're expecting another tough game. A strong, experienced side, so we know we need to be at our best to get anything from the game, but hopefully we can carry on from how we've been playing lately, and hopefully on the day that'll be enough.
And Alex Jones has been brought in. How's he settled into the squad?
Yeah, he's settled in well. I think obviously this week's his first full week with us, so that'll help him. Difficult last week, of course. I thought Jones did well on the day. He worked hard. He never gave Chesterfield a moment's peace, but he trained with us for a day. Of course, we didn't know too much about him and his strengths, and of course he didn't know how we like to play. So he's had a week with us now, probably seeing how we go about things, and that'll help him. He knows, of course, he knows everybody a little bit better now as well. We're delighted to have him here. Great lad again, a really nice lad. So he'll settle in well with the group that we already have, and hopefully add something that maybe we didn't have before.
One player that's left the club, obviously, Harris. Are you surprised never sort of kicked on, because you played so well when you played with him at Rangers?
Yeah, it just didn't work out for Harris. I think obviously he came at a time when we were flying, and it was difficult to get him as many minutes as he probably would have hoped for when he signed. When he did get the chance, maybe just didn't take it, unfortunately. But that can happen sometimes, I think. Obviously, last year at Wigan, he did really well as well at the same level. So sometimes that happens. It's football sometimes. You go places and it doesn't work out as well as you would maybe hoped. But Harris was a great lad. And I'm sure wherever he ends up next, he'll be a great addition for whoever gets him.
And finally, I know you've not played in it this year, but the Chequered trade draw was made away to Oxford. Yeah. If you beat Cheltenham, can you look that far ahead at all?
No, I think you look at Cheltenham the other night, I think they won 6-1, so I think Kenny went to the game. I don't think the pitch is the best there at the moment, so that'll be a tough game. Of course, we never really know until Monday probably who's going to play, who's not going to play and things like that. So, but no, it will be difficult, and of course, if you manage to get through that, then another long journey for the Oxford game, who beat us earlier in the year up there. So they're a good side. They've picked up well of late as well. They're on a decent run themselves. Had a great win in the FA Cup at Rotherham as well last weekend. So, yeah, tough draw. Probably maybe as tough a draw as you could have had, if you like it, with the teams that were left in. So, now, of course, we need to make sure we do our job first in the Cheltenham game, and then we can maybe look towards the Oxford draw after that.